You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to game week 33. My name is Joe and today I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor Tom Freeman to reveal our teams ahead of the weekend's matches. Welcome, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks, Joe. Yeah, it's we haven't done one of these videos for a while, like the goals imminent one which we just did. Yeah. But it's been a pretty good period for my own team. I think back in game week 26, I was quite low down. I was about 300k overall, but I've managed to get up to 80k now.
Wow.
Got a wild card and a bench boost in hand. So starting to look a bit more positive. And it'll be interesting having a look at both of our teams. We're both on same chip strategies, I think, aren't we, Joe?
Yep. So, I'm using transfers to get to double game week 34 team. I'm dead ending then. I'm going to wild card out of that 35.
Yep.
And with a view to bench boost in 37. And
exactly the same path here.
I've got I think in the last 8 game weeks I've got 6 green arrows. They've all been quite small though, so I've been gradually climbing, but little bits like 1,000 each week or something. So I'm currently 28k.
I was just having a look before we came on air, and I'm on 1,952 points and you're on 1,987, Joe. So I've got about 35 points to make up, I think.
I know. I quite like this period of the season because the number of points I've got is actual bits when I've been born. So you say 1,987, I say 1987. So back in those heady days when I was the first year to take GCSEs, year in the world of education policy. So that's when here, and I was in the roaring 20s last week, so that's all good. So I like that. I'm about to go into the future, hopefully, though. But if I have a bad game week, I won't. I'll still be within my lifetime.
Let's see.
Okay. What we do is we'll put the fixtures up, and just a reminder, do press that like button and do, but it does help us out. And also do subscribe to keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Before we reveal our teams for game week 33 and sort of our plans beyond that, I'll just put the fixtures up here so we know what we're sort of looking at here. So I've got the fixtures sorted by difficulty, and we don't know, and it doesn't include doubles in 37 because they haven't been officially confirmed yet, but we do know what the likely doubles will be. So they show that there's double game weeks for Sheffield United, Liverpool, Everton, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, Wolves in 34, of which obviously Arsenal and Liverpool will be very interesting for our teams. 35, Chelsea and Tottenham have a doubles. And Chelsea got Aston Villa away and Tottenham at home. They're tough. Tottenham have Arsenal at home and Chelsea away. They're tough as well. Meanwhile, game week 37, Chelsea, Tottenham, Man City, Brighton, Manchester United and Newcastle will all play twice. Meanwhile, another meanwhile, Brentford and Newcastle have amongst the best fixtures from now until the end of the season, irrespective of double game weeks. For example, Brentford play Sheffield United at home, and then they got Luton away, and then they got Everton away, Fulham at home, Bournemouth away, Newcastle at home. So good for their attackers there. Newcastle got Tottenham, Crystal Palace, Sheffield United in 35, Burnley, Brighton and Brentford. So really good fixtures there. Villa, Spurs, Brighton, West Ham, Fulham amongst those with poor fixtures overall that period. So this is sort of, I guess for your team, you're looking to target, so obviously 34, that's your immediate concern. Yeah. And so, and game week 35, you're starting to think about your wild card. Is that sort of where you're at the moment?
Yeah, dead and ending into that planned wild card. So, I mean, the obvious the teams to look for in 34 are get your triple ups on Arsenal and Liverpool, and then complement it with a few other players from those teams that you see doubling. Players like Solanke and Eze look really good. And then it's wild card time after that. Yeah. And obviously with that wild card, we'll then start looking at the teams who are going to double in 37, like Man City, like Tottenham, Chelsea, Brighton, Man United, Newcastle, I think are the teams linked there. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at that ticker. I mean, Brentford are the intriguing side because they're top of that ticker, but they're not actually going to double at all. So we're in that position where we get tunnel vision sometimes, don't we, with double game weeks. And I get that, I'm the same. But those fixtures are really, really nice for Brentford. So if you wanted to go down an alternative route and maybe look at somebody like Mbeumo, I think Tony as well, now he's got over his fitness problem, I think could be an option as well. It just depends what you put more emphasis on, and if it's whether the quality of the fixture or the amount of the fixtures.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that will be the key concern for whatever chips you've got coming up. And yeah, it's players like Tony, Bomo could do really well over this period and they'll be ignored. And meanwhile, we'll have, I don't know, Anthony Gordon, whoever, and he might fail us. But that's basically FPL. Okay, sure. Let's have a look at your team. So we've got your bus team on the screen. Do you want to go through your team? Who you're captaining and what your plans are for this week? But probably thinking with 34 in mind, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, so firstly, the team. I've got a 3-5-2. For this week, which I might shift round, but for now I'll read out what I've got and then I'll go through the things I'm kind of pondering before deadline. So at the moment I've got Areola in goal at home to Fulham. He's obviously flagged. I think the last updates from Moyes sounded as if he would be back sooner rather than later, but it makes sense to play him this week given the fixtures. And then I've got three defenders. I've got two Arsenal backline options, Ben White and Gabriel. And then I've got Van Dijk as well at home to Palace. Five across the middle, I've got Salah, Saka, Sarabia, Palmer and Son. And then I've got Haaland up front, who's my current captain, and Solanke. And then on the bench, Pickford, Semenyo, Zabanye and Taylor. I've got one free transfer and 0.3 million in the bank. But as you can see, I've already got 10 doublers for 34 already. So I'm in a pretty good position for that, I think. My first thought is this week is to save the free transfer because I think the team looks good. I'm kind of unsure on whether I want to play Sarabia or Semenyo. I know Semenyo's flagged at the moment, but if he is fit, I think that's a decision I need to make because given how many shots United have been conceding recently, I don't actually mind playing Semenyo this week. So given that when you're starting to think, oh, should I play my first sub or not, then it usually suggests that your team's pretty good for this week, if that's your biggest debate. So I think it makes sense for me to save this week and then ahead of 34, have two free transfers. I think the obvious move would be to take out Son, who doesn't play, and Haaland as well, who has just the one fixture at Brighton, and maybe change them for a combination of maybe Eze and Darwin, something like that. that would then give me 11 doublers, and it would also allow me to bench Chevalier for the double, because I can't really see many a clean sheet at all for Bournemouth in that double. No. Don't really want to play him. So that put me in a really strong position with 12 double game week players. It's not set in stone, those moves. I have been considering Diaz too as an alternative. I do like the idea of Diaz coming in for a Son, and then I could just play Haaland, and I could maybe switch something around at the back or tweak something somewhere. But I think going into 34 with two free transfers would be really ideal for my own team, give me a bit more flexibility. And then, of course, it's wild card after that. So,
yeah, so, I mean, it's similar to mine, but there are differences. I'm quite willing to play single game week players. For example, Garnacho, with a good fixture. Garnacho has got Sheffield United at home, and Haaland's got Brighton, and Brighton cannot keep a clean sheet.
Yeah,
so I'm quite willing to play them, and hope that they do better than any other double game week players. But yeah, you've got strong double game week players there, and if you're thinking of Darwin. Instead of Haaland, I can't really argue against that. I think Darwin could outscore Haaland easily. And obviously, Son out, someone like Eze, you've got the option of going for Diaz perhaps as well.
Yeah,
if you don't go for Darwin.
That is kind of, I would say I'm gravitating towards that more and more. I watched Liverpool recently, and he could be a really nice pick, because he's still not many people own him. A lot of people already have Darwin as well, so this is a way to differentiate and select a slightly different triple up. McAllister's another option there if you wanted to go different as well. If you wanted to go really different, there's Szoboszlai, who we spoke about quite a bit on Goals Imminent. But there is, I just think saving a transfer this week, given my team, it makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think that's a really strong team, and I would definitely advocate saving a transfer if you can, whatever your position is. So, for example, in my position, well, we'll come to my team in a sec, but I'm quite happy to save a transfer just in case.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you've got Kelleher, in my case, Kelleher might not get another game because Alisson might be back.
Yeah. And Bradley as well could be a risk, couldn't he? I think Bradley will probably play one of them, but he might be a bit of a risk if Trent's back.
If Darwin gets a yellow card in game week 33, he's on 9, which would mean if he got another one in the first game of 34, he would miss the second game, so he wouldn't get a double.
Waiting, it's a really good point. By waiting, you just get that information, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if Darwin's just playing once away to Fulham, I would prefer Haaland, for instance, over Darwin if they're just going to play the ball. If there's a potential one game only situation. No.
Okay, well let's move on to my team. I've still got my plan up. This is the plan I've kept going, and I'm still on it. Which is essentially from now until game week 34, use transfers for double game week 34. Game week 35. Wild card. I did think 36 maybe, but that was depending on Chelsea Spurs double. Game week 37, which is a big double game week, I'm going to be bench boosting. Game week 34, finish and have a cup of tea. That plan is still on. So this is my team for game week 33. It's not perfect, but I am willing to keep a transfer by. So I'm going to save a transfer this week, hopefully. I've got Kelleher in goal. I think he'll play this one, even if Alisson's marginally back. I don't think he'll be fully back this week. So I think I've got at least another game week of Kelleher. I've got Gabriel and Ben White. So I followed your lead last week. That was a move I made. I've got a Stupinan out for White last week. I do like that Arsenal defensive double up. And I think Ben White has assist potential, clear assist potential.
Yeah.
As long as he's recovered from his hideous injury that he sustained in the Brighton game for a poltergeist.
Yeah, we'll have to get an update on the team news video. It looked pretty bad, didn't it?
It looked pretty bad. This is if those who haven't seen it, a poltergeist came onto the pitch and quite viciously attacked him. He understandably fell down in agony. Got up again a few seconds later, though. I'm playing Zibanier. He's my weak link. Because he is better than my other defensive options, which Alfie Doughty at City and Anderson away at Liverpool. I think Zibanier could get a clean sheet. I don't think so, though. That's my weak link there. But the rest of my team, I'm happy with. I've got Son away to Newcastle. I think Newcastle's defence is poor, and Son should exploit that. Salah at home to Crystal Palace, a captaincy contender, I think. Saka at home to Aston Villa should play. And once again, could be a captaincy contender. It's a tougher one. There's better ones. Palmer at home to Everton. He's my vice-captain, a definite captaincy contender there. He's had his 20 minutes rest. I think he'll go all guns blazing for this one. Haaland is currently my captain at home to Luton. I think I mentioned in the Goals Imminent video that I was listening to Andros Townsend from Luton talk about how absolutely incredible Man City were and how they just could not cope with them. And he didn't seem entirely optimistic about their chances in this one. Solanke at home to Manchester United and Darwin Nunez at home to Crystal Palace. So I'm happy with all that. It's a real home advantage this week. It was a lot of away players last week, all home this week. I've got Areola on the bench, which I don't think he'll play, but he could be back. Garnacho is what a trusty first sub he's been. So last week he was my first sub and came in and saved my game week basically with his was it 14 points I think he got. Alfie Doughty I've mentioned and Anderson, my weakest defenders this week. Anderson I'm obviously keeping because he plays double next week, so I have that in place. So I'm well set up for the double game week. I've got eight at the moment, and I'll have two free transfers. But I want to play Garnacho and I want to play Haaland. So I've only really need to swap Son to Eze. So it'll be Son to Eze. But I've got another player. So I'll have Gabriel, White and Anderson in defence of Kelleher. So I'll have another free transfer. I'm a wild card in 35. So I'll have one more free transfer. And I'm using that for possibly improving somewhere. So what I might do, if Alisson's back, instead of Eze, I'll get Diaz for Son, and I'll move Kelleher to someone like Pickford, who your team, or I'll move to possibly Henderson. But I'm looking for a double game week goalkeeper.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who it is because I'm dead ending. But I think I'll try and get save points there. So I'd be looking at that. Say, for example, another thing that could happen, Darwin could get his yellow card, his ninth yellow card. And that would mean that he'd be going into the double game with nine yellow cards and at a risk of missing one of the games. You know, I don't think he's going to get a yellow card this week and the next, but it could happen. In which case, I might be looking at something like hoping Kelleher plays. And then moving Son to Diaz again and Darwin to maybe Mateta as an option there. But once again, I'm giving myself options there. So I'm definitely locking in Son to Eze unless there's some Liverpool issues there that I need to address. If there are no Liverpool issues, if Kelleher's good to go for game week 34, if Darwin is good to go for game week 34, then good options, I'll keep them and I'll look at... What is the weakest link there? So may look at something like Haaland out. I don't know who I would get, though. I mean, I guess Darwin would be the only one I'd want, but I've already got him. So I might be looking at something like maybe Anderson at Crystal Palace. And maybe I'll just think, well, you know, can I pep that up in some way? Maybe go for, I don't know who. So, I mean, I'm really up in the air at the moment, but I'm giving myself that sort of flexibility to cope with whatever comes my way. And
I think you'll be in a much better position next week, won't you, to make decisions. I think you look at the team and it looks really strong this week.
Yeah.
Okay, you might want a better defender than Zabagne, but that, in the grand scheme of things,
it's nothing.
Given the lack of clean sheets around anyway, I think you just play him and you then have, you can react. I mean, Alisson, the last we heard from Klopp was last week and he said that he was expecting him to be in parts of team training this week.
Yeah.
Now, that suggests that he's not going to be ready to go this week, but he might be ready to come in after. So you might need to react to that. But with two free transfers and a really strong team already, you can do that, can't you? Anderson can easily come in for the double and you play him two home games. Brilliant. Yeah. defence defence is sorted with double Arsenal defence.
Oh yeah, I'd be benching Zabarnier, so I guess I do have. Yeah. I've got more doublers. I'm favouring Garnacho at home to Sheffield United and Haaland away to Brighton over Zabarnier.
I think I probably would. Yeah, given the fixtures. So you've just got the Son decision to make next week, and then you're ready to kind of go into that double. Hopefully have a really good week and then go into it with a wild card and a bench boost and have a strong end.
I could, if I wanted to just lay down a memory in my FPL career, is just burn that transfer. and they will hold me around the street I live in, which is actually called Street in Somerset, and there'll be a ticker tape parade for me and they'll go, there he is. There's the guy that just burned a transfer.
I don't think I've ever done it. I think back in my early days, I might have missed the deadline, but it was just when I had one free transfer, so it just turned into two the next week. It wasn't actually burning one.
No. The only times I ever did was I was hospitalised. I couldn't move.
Well, that's a good enough excuse.
It's a good excuse. But this time, if I did it by deliberately, just by being cool and brilliant, but no, I probably won't. I'll use it somewhere, I hope.
I'm sure something will come up. Okay. And let's not forget, we've got a lot of European games as well this week and next week. Definitely. Injuries can easily crop up in those.
Okay, so for next week, our team selection video will be a bit more action-packed because we've got a double game week there and we've got lots of decisions. All these decisions we've spoken about, they'll come to fruition for game week 34. There'll be lots more videos. I'm almost 99.9% certain I'll be doing a free hit video. So if I had a free hit, what would that look like? And I know that FPL General is definitely free hitting, and I know he'll be talking about that on video and podcast next week. So do stay tuned for that. Thanks everyone for watching. Do remember to press that like button. Do remember to subscribe if you're not already. Keep up to date with the latest videos and podcasts. In the meantime, Tom, good luck with your game week and good luck with the chip planning for the future.
Brilliant. Cheers, Joe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.